This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I want to bring on Austin Amarca with a group called Don't Mess with Texas, an organization of Texans living in other states. He's with the California Lodge, Lodge number 13, in Lancaster, California. And we want to talk about Enron. Enron is one of these organizations, Austin, that is, well, it's not an organization, it's one of these entities, the energy company Enron. I guess you could say it's caused some embarrassment for a lot of people.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Phil. Enron has not only caused embarrassment for a lot of people, but we have a double problem as Texans who are living outside of the state of Texas. I live in California. I came to California in the early 1990s to relocate my family for a job, but my heart has always been in Texas until this Enron debacle. I voted for President Bush. I think he has done so much to invigorate the image of Texas. I think he's done so much for the image of the people of Texas with his great success against the, our enemies in Afghanistan and avenging America. And then along comes Enron. And everything that our organization has tried to do, when I walked around California or other states, I let them know I'm from Texas. Because Texas, quite simply, is the greatest state in the union. We export almost as much as California does. We're the second largest exporting state in the union. We are far and away the greatest producer of livestock and the greatest producer of oil. And all of a sudden Enron comes along and creates embarrassment for everybody living outside of the state of Texas. Now, people who live in Texas, they created this mess, but this is making the rest of us look bad. And I feel embarrassed.
No, wait, you're saying you're from Texas, you don't live in Texas, but now everyone thinks... Thinks what?
Everyone thinks now that Texans are idiots. They cook the books. They don't know how to run an energy company. And on top of that, this Baxter guy who killed himself last week, now we're yellow as the rising sun, with a big, bright yellow stripe running down the back of our right down our backs. Mr. Henry, you can say all you want, but everybody knows that Texas is a state that's taken a serious hit. As of today, we've issued memorandum that I was talking to you about.
Tell my audience about this. You're telling Texans not to let anyone know where they're from?
That is correct. Until we can sort this thing out, because we look like idiots that can't run an energy company. And on top of that, I don't know if you read the news this morning about the sex.
Well, that was apparently there was some sexual impropriety going on in the company. That's yet to be verified. I mean, whatever, okay?
Well, whatever. I mean, anybody else can act like an animal if they want to. That's the way they run their company. That's up to them. We don't do that in Texas. We are a people who are focused on family. We are a people who are focused on morality. We are a people who are focused on doing the right thing. And when I read about people having sex on desktops and in mailrooms, I think it's a heartbreaking thing. I can give you an example of what I mean by the kind of disrespect the Texans have received. I took my children into a barbecue place that we enjoy in Santa Clarita, California, and the waitress is telling me how to order my steak. She's telling me how I should have it. And I finally said, "What seems to be your problem?" And sure enough, she said, "You're from Texas, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I am." She said, "You're the people who pulled that whole Enron thing. And I'm quite frank with you, sir, I don't think you're smart enough to know how to order a steak." And I got up and I left.
Well, as well, she said what you said.
I took my children out of there. I would not sit down for it. But they think we're some kind of sex fiends, too stupid to know how to run an energy company, and too big, bright yellow stripe running down our back to face the music. We're going to sit on a freeway median and blow our brains out. And that guy didn't even have the decency to go up in the woods and hide out so that nobody knew where he was until maybe he decomposed. He's out in the middle of a freeway. Now, I can tell you...
You sound angry, sir.
I am very angry. I'm angry for the people from the state of Texas. I'm angry for those of us who don't live in Texas anymore, and everybody's looking at us like someone let one. Now, I'll tell you now, there's a thing called profiling. A lot of the Islam people don't want it. I think a lot of Texans are being profiled as stupid, and I'm here to tell you that we are not, Mr. Henry.
Well, I don't know if the fallout has been that profound or not. And that when you say the fallout, being told that you're stupid or looking like you're stupid, I don't know if the fallout has been that profound, but there's certainly it's a big story. What can Texans do, okay, to help with their image? And before you answer that,
all right, sir.
I want to give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Austin DeMarco with an organization called Don't Mess with Texans, or Don't Mess with...
Don't Mess with Texas.
Don't Mess with Texas. Groups of Texans who don't live in Texas.
That is correct, yes, sir.
And you say that you guys look like idiots, and you look gutless, and a lot of other things. So what can Texans do?
Well, to answer your question, we've sent a letter to the Grand Council chairperson of Don't Mess with Texas to advise all members to not have any communication with family members in Texas and to renounce their birth certificates.
Well, wait a minute. You're not...
No, I really mean it. I think at this point we got to just pretend like we don't come from there. And I've begun to tell people that I'm from Oklahoma. I mean, I never thought the day would come...
Are you saying...
Well, I'd like to finish what I'm saying, if I could, sir.
Go ahead.
I never thought the day would come when I would be anything but proud to be a Texan. The Lone Star State flag flew over my home from 1991, August of 91, till I moved out, till just a few weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
And I took that flag down, the Lone Star flag. And why do you suppose that is? Because of this Enron thing, a bunch of people having sex and can't even run an energy company. And on top of that, this guy shoots himself. This makes every Texan look like he's got a turd on his boot.
There's a phone number?
Yes, sir, there is.
Go ahead.
We are, unfortunately, not allowing people to move back to Texas. If you are from Texas and you are considering a move back home, you need to call the following number, 213-251-3189, to get instructions.
Now, I want to get this clear. You are not allowing people who are from Texas to move back home.
That is correct.
Why?
Because we don't need any more Texans having the stink of this Enron settling all over them. We need anybody who's from Texas and don't live there no more, stay out of the state until the stink's clear of you. You got to get clear of the stench. Because right now that whole state is swimming in the smell of Enron. And we are saying a dog might as well come along and urinate on the yellow rose of Texas. That's what they've done. That's how the rest of the country feels about Texas. And we don't need that. I will tell you.
But you're saying that people who are from Texas can't move back there.
No, I'm asking everybody to just stay clear of Texas. We are telling Texans to not let anybody know you come from there. Don't move back there. Stay clear. Because the smell of that Enron situation is about to settle over friend and foe alike, upon the innocent and guilty alike. And we are simply saying that the people of Texas, they've let down their president. They have let down their...
Well, I think you're being a little...
No, I don't think I am.
Well, come on. President Bush, he's done a job...
No, he's done a great job with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and Afghanistan. Now, look what they did. They turned around and lifted their leg to everything he's done. President Bush avenged this country, and Texas turned around with this Enron thing and lifted its leg and treated him like a fire hydrant, and they're a bitch in heat. And I can tell you, sir, don't mess with Texas. One organization don't want to see it.
All right, well, your advice is anybody that's from Texas, don't move back. Don't let anybody know that you're from there. Tell them you're from Oklahoma.
That is correct.
Until what you call the stink of Enron blows away. Well, it sounds to me like you've renounced your home state, sir.
No, I'll always be a Texan, but I can't let anybody know it right now.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Austin Amarca. He's with Don't Mess with Texas. an organization of Texans that don't live there anymore, and apparently so humiliated by the Enron scandal that he won't let anybody know he's from there. He doesn't want anybody moving back there, and he thinks that Enron was basically lifting its leg to everything that President Bush did for the state of Texas. 1-800-449-86. What is that, sir?
I'm ashamed to be a Texan, and so should every other Texan. That's all I just want to say. Don't let anybody know you're from there. Don't let anybody know you live there. Call yourself, say that you're from Oklahoma is the best thing you can do.
All right, look, you've told me you're from Texas.
Because I'm with the organization, but I'm not, in my personal life, I'm not letting anybody know. Do everything you can. I swear to God, you would have to put a Bic lighter under my testicles before I would tell you.
Oh, come on.
No, before I tell you I come from Texas, you'd have to take a Bic lighter, heat it until it was red hot, and park it under my ball sack before I would. And that's how I feel.
Do you let your kids hear the way you talk?
I beg your pardon?
Do you let your children hear this way, the way you talk this way?
No, that's how strongly we feel about what's happened. That's all I'm trying to say to you.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Guy is so ashamed of being from Texas that he says everybody ought to just say that they're not from there. That's what Enron has done to the state of Texas and to President Bush. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry.
The Enron situation in Houston, Texas has many people scratching their heads and feeling upset, given the fact that a lot of people lost their jobs, a lot of money's been lost. Our guest this evening from an organization called Don't Mess With Texas says that the Enron debacle has made Texans look bad, especially Texans who don't live in Texas anymore but are living outside the state. Before we go to a phone call, can you be clear as to what you mean about living outside the state of Texas looking bad?
I mean that I told everybody that I come from Texas. Now, because of Enron, they look at me like I'm an idiot. See what I...
But you don't work for Enron.
No, but they still say, isn't that the state you're from? I say, yeah. They go, that's also where President Bush is from. I says, yeah. They say, boy, you... And look at that gutless wonder that shot himself, too. It makes me feel bad, and I'm embarrassed.
So, and because of that, you won't fly the Lone Star flag. Why are you living in California anyway? You're from what part of Texas?
I come from Fort Worth, Texas.
Why are you living in California?
Because I made a mistake. I thought I left Texas because my daughter wanted to pose for Larry Flint in Penthouse, and I thought she'd get a good shot, and it was a bad thing to do.
You wanted to get your daughter into pornographic magazines?
It was a bad thing to do, sir. I'm not proud of it, but I come out here and I started a job.
But you don't want to move back to Texas now.
No, I can't move back now.
Because why?
Look at it. That Enron thing, they all look like a bunch. If you'll pardon my language, every one of them down there looks like a horse's hind end.
Well, sir, I would say, and I say this with all due respect, you moving to California so that your daughter could pose for a Larry Flint publication makes you look like a horse's hind end, too.
I'm a father trying to do his best for his family. And if coming to California to try to get my daughter into... magazines, I'm sorry that she didn't have any clothes on. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll do, and I won't be second-guessed by anybody, sir.
All right, well, you say you're from Texas, so, you know, 1-800-449-8686. Dale, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Dale?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, hold on. Your car phone is crapping out a little bit. Dustin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I live in Tampa. And I'm originally from Fort Worth.
You're from Fort Worth, Texas? All right. You know where Palmer's... You know where Palmer's... Go ahead, sir.
I just graduated from Brewer High School in the suburb of White Settlement, Texas, from Fort Worth.
Yes, sir.
All right, and now I'm attending the University of South Florida here. And
with all due respect, sir,
abandoning your state because the company... went under, and that company made themselves look like idiots. It's being very cowardly.
You're calling me a coward. I'm not the one that blew my brains out on a freeway median like that guy did.
Well, I didn't say that he wasn't being a coward, but you should stand by your state. I'm standing by my state, and I'm going to fly my Texas flag tomorrow just for you, sir.
You're going to fly,
it out of my car.
You're going to fly your Texas flag even though
yes, it is. It is a... It is a 5 foot by 3 foot flag, and I'm going to put a pole through my window, and I'm going to fly that thing.
May I say something, sir? I think you're doing a disservice to every Texan because you're going to make us all look like horses' hind ends flying a Texas flag at this particular juncture in the history of our state. Now, you got a lot of people out of Enron having sex on top of tabletops, sex with animals. I don't know what they did. All right?
What does the indiscretion of some people
right.
at a company have? With us being proud to be where we're from and the history of Texas and what it is.
Because of the fact that everybody knows it's in Texas, and guess who else comes from Texas? You got it, President Bush. Now, he looks like a horse's hind end because these guys at Enron are blowing their brains. They don't know whether to have sex or blow their brains out. And that's what I'm saying.
The president will never look like that.
Let me
he already made his mark in history.
Let me ask something.
He has a real tradition to call himself from Texas.
I walked into a restaurant the other day, and I told you, I took my kids to a barbecue place. Now, she says to me, where are you from? I said, I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. Originally. She goes, yeah, okay, I figured as much. I said, what's that supposed to mean? Because you look like the kind of dumbass, and then she tries to tell me how to order my steak.
Wait, you're telling me that a waitress in a barbecue place gave you crap because you're from Texas?
Yes.
All Californians do that.
Hey, Dustin, all right, where are you? You in Florida? Why don't you walk around Florida and tell her, hey, yeah, I'm from Texas. They're going to make
That's the thing. I do. I introduce myself to people, and they say, where are you from? I say, I'm from Texas. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas.
And they don't think you're some kind of a pervert?
No, they do not.
Well, I find that very difficult to believe, sir, very difficult indeed, given the fact that the Enron Corporation, sex on office desks, anal sex...
Oh, come on, man. That wasn't in the paper.
Well, sir, how many times have you been beaten up?
What do you mean, how many times has he been beaten up?
You've been beaten up, Dustin?
Sure, why?
That's because you're from Texas. What I'm trying to say...
That's got nothing to do with being from Texas. I'll tell you something else. Just because you moved to California so you could get your daughter in a Larry Flint publication, as you put it...
I made a mistake, okay? But I thought that was the best thing for her at the time.
The best thing for her to do what?
To pose naked in a mag. My daughter has... She's got large breasts. Okay? So why can I not...
There you go. Exploit your own child.
What's that, sir?
All right. Was this her child?
Wait,
what are
you talking? I said to my daughter, I said, do you want to go to California and be in a magazine? She said, yeah.
Did you tell her what kind?
I did not tell her what kind, no. I just said you want to be in a magazine.
Yeah, did you tell her that she had to take her top off?
Look, let me tell you something, Mr. Eddie. You have a daughter who's got a pair of 40 double D.
How old is she?
15.
Oh, bull crap. Bull crap.
I'm telling you right now.
Well, that you're the guy that made the decision to have your daughter come to California to pose in a nude magazine, and now you're saying, I don't want to let... You should have stayed in Texas. You should have stayed there, and you should have held the colors of your state flag high. And
what the hell's my daughter do with those things and show them around anyway? What am I supposed to... What's she supposed to do?
Sir...
What is my daughter supposed to do with a large chest? Now, she's going to be 18... This coming March, and I figure it after that, they're only going to go south. And
you brought her to California to pose nude in a magazine, and now you're afraid to go back to Texas because Enron's going to make you look like a jackass, or you're going to look like a pervert, as you say. You won't fly the Texas flag, and you.
And the worst part is the way it makes President Bush look. I think every Texan ought to hang his head. Now, if God gave my daughter a gift, why can't she make some cash off of it before she goes to college?
Well, have you gotten her into a magazine yet?
She's turning 18 in March.
All right, look, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Austin Amarca is here. He says he doesn't want to let anybody know he's from Texas because of Enron. He's ashamed of his state. Why did he move to California? Because he wanted his daughter to get into a topless magazine. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back. I think you ought to be ashamed of...
Ashamed of what?
Ashamed of putting your daughter in a nude magazine.
I'm ashamed. wind up being a Texan because of the sex fiends at Enron. I ain't having sex with my daughter.
Never mind. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm with Austin Amarca. The man is with an organization called Don't Mess With Texas, an organization of Texans, expatriates, live outside of the state but feel embarrassed about Enron, and they say that the Enron debacle has made them look like fools as Texans. They've made them look bad. Even though, sir, you admit that you moved out of Texas in the first place to get your daughter into Penthouse.
I have to look at Mr. Hendry. My daughter... first of all, it's got nothing to do with sex.
Well, you're exploiting your daughter, aren't you?
No, sir, I am not. Look, if you have a daughter who has certain physical gifts, I mean, she has very... I mean, I don't know how to say it. She's got very...
You've already said she has large breasts.
Yes, sir. Yes, she does. Now, what's wrong with me making... That's what I initially wanted to do when I come out to California, but I never forgot my Texas roots until Enron and the scumbags made me look like a fool.
Well, I don't know how much more foolish you could look talking about bringing your daughter to California.
I can make myself a dollar, make my family. But, you know, my daughter's name is Tracy, darling. Come here for a minute.
I don't want to talk to your daughter.
No, hold on. Bring those in here, honey.
What do you mean, bring those in here?
Honey, I
do not want to talk to your daughter on the air, sir. Do you understand me?
All right, but yeah, I think you're missing out.
Yeah, I'm missing out. Here is Emma on the Phil Hendry Show. Emma, go ahead.
I think the people in Texas will be embarrassed for him.
Hey, Emma, you need to turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, please, okay?
What'd she say?
Hold on. Turn your radio down, Emma.
I haven't got it on.
All right, go ahead. What was your comment?
I said the people in Texas are probably ashamed that he is from Texas and telling everybody that with him taking his 15-year-old daughter to California and exposing her. In a girly magazine,
I love my daughter.
Sex is not the thing of it.
I love my daughter very much, but she's got, you know, what am I supposed to do? She's got a large pair of breasts.
Well, that's no reason to expose her to that kind of life.
I'm not exposing no life. I'm saying that you go, you take, get your picture taken, you come straight home. All right? The man comes and picks her up. Then he takes her over to the studio where they shoot the pictures. And it...
Wait. What do you mean the man picks her up and takes her over to the studio?
A man that I met who says that he'll get her in the Playboy or in the Penthouse. Then he takes her over, gets her pictures taken. She come home, fixes dinner. We got a very good home life.
I don't think he has to be ashamed of Texas. I think Texas will be ashamed of him.
What did I... Texas ought to thank God that I'm from there. I fly a Texas flag everywhere I go. I say, I'm from Texas. By the way, I'd like a pack of Camel Light, and I'm from Texas.
I'd a whole lot rather wave my Texas flag as to open a Penthouse magazine and see my daughter's picture for the world to see.
Is your daughter good looking?
I have two daughters that are very good looking.
All right, are they?
They are.
And I want to try to be delicate, ma'am. Are they built or whatever you'd like to put it?
They are mothers, and they are Christians, and they will not expose themselves in a magazine that way.
I think you're overlooking a very good opportunity. Now, you can make a very handsome piece of money, and there's no exploitation.
Money is not everything.
No, ma'am, it's not. You're absolutely right. But it can put food on the table and put a roof over your head. And if they've got a very nice pair...
There's other ways of doing that.
Ma'am, have you heard of the magazine Jugs Magazine? Now, this is a magazine. There's no other nudity other than the breasts.
You can have a decent job and do the same thing. You don't have to go to that extreme.
Yes, dear, you're right about that, but Jugs is paying $10,000 per photograph. I've never made any kind of money like that.
Well, you were talking about this sex scandal that's supposed to be taking place...
Yeah, they're having animal sex.
I think sex is on the mind. anybody that would do that for a 15-year-old daughter.
Well, now, Enron, they are having sex with animals over there. They're at...
You don't know that they're doing that.
Well, okay, but that was my understanding.
And the way that you talked on the radio about certain body parts and everything, I'd be ashamed.
I don't know what you're referring to, ma'am.
I was listening to the radio when you said they would have to light a lighter to certain parts of your anatomy.
They would have to light a Bic lighter to my testicles, yes, ma'am.
For you to move back to Texas.
Yeah.
All right. Emma, thank you very much. I think you made your point.
I don't know what point she made.
I think she made her point very well. Here is Jeff on the Phil Hendry Show. Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
Sir. I appreciate your passion in being from Texas.
Thank you.
But I think you are an absolute moron, and you contradict yourself.
You're talking about me.
Yes, you.
You call me a moron? All I'm trying to do is make a living and try to preserve the image of my state.
Well, if you're so upset with the image of your state being desecrated,
yes,
by sex on the desk at Enron, then what's the difference in that and you exploiting and pimping your daughter to a pornographic magazine just a quick buck?
I ain't asking her to have sex with nobody.
You moved her out there. It doesn't matter. Same.
Well, wait a second. If I come out here, that's because she lives here. But I ain't asking her to have sex. I'm just saying give a little peekaboo. About a $10,000 peekaboo up. I'm sure you, if you had a daughter got a rack like my daughter, you'd probably at least consider it.
Sir, can I ask you one thing?
Most certainly.
Are you a Texas A&M Aggie? Because it sounds like it.
Now you're really pissing me off. Where are you from? Are you a Razorback? Hello? Yeah, you dirty.
Why is that an insult?
I would, if a guy called me, the Aggies, I would rather be castrated.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right, I don't know.
He called me a freaking Texas A&M Aggie.
I don't know. I guess that's a bad thing. Here is Dale on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Damn right it's a bad thing.
How you doing, man?
Good, Dale. Go ahead.
Good. Look, as far as this guy's concerned, first off, I think he lies more than anything because...
What am I lying about?
Half the stuff you're saying is not true.
Like what?
First and the second of all... Hey, look, wait.
No, we let you
talk for a while.
Yeah,
why don't you shut up for a minute?
What am I saying that ain't true?
Now, why don't you just shut up for a minute, all right?
Just want to know what I said that isn't true.
Didn't you ask the radio announcer to shut up for a minute to let you talk?
I told him to shut up, yeah, because I'm the guest. I'm the guest. I get to talk. Oh. You're just calling in on the call-in line.
Man, let me
see. That's the whole difference. When you're the guest, you get to talk. The call-in line people only allowed to ask a question.
Go ahead, Dale, and say what you want.
Who's that?
It's the host.
As far as being a father, what I believe is you probably don't have enough skills to get a really good job, so therefore you got to use your daughter.
You sound angry. I'd like to know what you're angry about. I love the state of Texas.
I don't think you do. I really don't think you do.
Where are you from?
And I think most of the people in Texas...
Are you from Texas?
No, I'm not from Texas.
Where are you from?
I'm from Louisiana.
Well, no wonder you're keeping it a secret.
Sure, no. In fact, we've had more dirt thrown on us than y'all can ever imagine having in us. But do you see us running from the state or saying we're not from there? No. You know what we do? We stand up to it. If you're really from the state, you stand up there and you say, yes, that's where I'm from.
Let me tell you
something.
Like it, I want to help you out with something.
If you don't like it, you can kiss my rear end.
If you got a daughter,
you want to run from the fact just because you see a little trouble. You talk about a yellow streak, partner. You're the one that's got the yellow streak. You're the one that's running from the people because you're so damn scared because somebody's going to say, oh, you're stupid. But nobody in any kind of restaurant has ever said that. So you are a liar.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, that woman called me stupid because she said
you're not only stupid, everybody from Texas that's listening to you right now is so embarrassed that they
have you get on the phone
and talk like that.
Can I ask
you
something?
Believe.
Let me ask you something, okay?
No, you don't have to ask me that because everything you say is a damn lie.
No, I'm going to ask you a question. This ain't either a lie or nothing. Do you read Jugs?
No, I've never even heard of it until I heard what you said.
Let me
ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have a job?
I did. I was refinishing cabinetry until I got laid off.
Oh, and you couldn't find another job, right? So you had to go take your daughter and say, could you go make us some money so we can live and eat?
I'm telling you right now, Jugs Magazine pay you good money.
Who cares what they'll pay? Who cares? You know what? If you go run some drugs, they'll pay you.
California's great.
You go California,
they put you on the TV in California. If you have a large penis, they'll put you on a video,
show. You know, California's probably a good place for you to be, partner, because nobody in Texas wants you anymore. Nobody from any other state that can even get listening distance can hear you.
I was about
nobody
to move back until
there.
I heard about Enron.
Please take the flag down.
God. Yeah.
I'm not even from there, but I'm considerate of the people from Texas. Please take the flag down because nobody wants you a part of that over
there. I'll take the Texas flag down
if I can raise
the Louisiana flag.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks very much for your call, Dale.
No problem.
I'll tell you, Dale, if you got a large...
Yeah, we got it all right, okay? I'm sure. Yeah, what a state, huh, man?
Hey, listen, Dale, I'll send you a free copy of Jugs.
Good. Is his daughter in this month's issue? Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm with Austin Amarca with the organization Don't Mess With Texas. What are you telling me? You came out here...
I'm telling you, I come to California from Texas. I love Texas, but I came to California because I need to make a better living. Now, my wife took a secretary job, and I walked into a video store one day, and whose picture do you think I saw on the cover of a video in the adult section?
Your wife?
My wife. She'd been pulling down extra money in these porno movies and making a lot of money. Then she left because she ran off with one of these guys that produced the movies. That leaves me. What am I going to do? Now, my wife had a very big pair. My daughter...
I'm tired of talking about the size of your daughter's breasts, if you don't mind. What you're telling me now, though, is your wife was in the adult film business, but you thought she was a secretary.
I thought she was a secretary working out here in the valley, yeah. Until I walked into a Blockbuster or something, and I went into the porno video section. And
Blockbuster doesn't have one of those.
You're sure?
Yes, Blockbuster has no adult section.
I could have sworn I was in a Blockbuster, and I seen a video that my wife was on the cover. And then I went, holy Jesus, that's where she's making all the money. But then she leaves me and runs off with one of the producers.
So you decide to get your daughter into porno?
No, I got my daughter to pose for Jugs magazine. That's where you're mixing it all up.
Oh, yeah, well, okay, that's way better. 1-800...
Hey, I'm just a guy, you know, I'm just a guy trying to make a living. That's all I'm trying to do, okay?
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Young on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
This is Young. I'm from Houston, Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm ashamed of knowing that Texas has somebody who has absolutely no moral... pimping the daughter. If you don't have a job in Texas, you can still beg for food on the street. People will give you money.
Why would I beg for food when I got a daughter? I get $10,000 in Jugs and Sweat
magazine. She is your daughter. It is your responsibility to take care of her. And it's your daughter. If you need to make money, you work yourself to find a job and take care of your daughter and take care of your family. I'm so happy
for
your wife left.
I'm
telling you, she saw that you don't have principles. That's why she left.
My wife left because she was making more money in adult porno videos than she was as a, of course, I don't think she was a secretary.
Let me tell you, I have a construction company, and I swear to you that I would not hire a person who will pimp the daughter, a cabinet man or whatever.
You're yellower than the rose of Texas. You know, a lot of it...
Would you stop that, man?
It's just... Let me ask you a question. Is this Connie Chung?
Pardon me?
Nothing. My wife...
Quit with the jokes, man.
All right. What did I do wrong? All I'm trying to do is say that Texas made me look bad with that Enron thing.
Don't insult Texas. We have principle. We work hard for our money. And what do you mean by you're ashamed of Enron? Things happen. Corporations fall apart. Just like your man falls apart.
Oh, yeah, things happen. Well, my daughter's in Jugs Magazine. Things happen.
That's pimping your daughter. Why don't you go be, you know, one of those male whore and make money and...
I would if I could, but they said I wasn't big enough. Hey.
You're total failure. Your wife ran away. You're pimping your daughter. And don't blame it. Don't tell everybody you're from Texas. I'm so ashamed of you being from Texas.
Let me ask you a question. Do you live next door to Hank Hill?
Who is he?
You know Hank Hill?
No.
Can you sing the Rello Lows of Texas?
I know that song.
Yeah, okay, Young, you're very kind. Okay, he's a real ass, and he's being rude, and I apologize, dear. I hung up on him. No, I will not have him back on the air. No. Can you sing the Rello Lows of Texas? Do you live next door to Hank Hill? Good Lord. Well, I know what the flashback call tomorrow is, don't you? Well, this is the Phil Henry Show, and in case you didn't know, I do all the voices of the characters. That was me doing the voice of Austin Amarca, and it was me also earlier in the show doing the voice of, who the hell was the guy that we did? Oh, Bob Green. Yes, Bob Green. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, the Phil Henry Show website, if you really want to get the lowdown on what's going on with our show. The various different characters we do, the various different shows that we do, and all of the audio. This is the most important thing. You got to be a member of the Phil Henry Show website. You got to get a backstage pass. The backstage pass entitles you to all of our audio archives. What's in the audio archives? Well, I'll tell you. If you click on audio archive, it'll show you a variety of selections. Well, you know what? I think I'm on the wrong computer, because if you do not have a backstage pass. Ooh. In Audio Archive, for instance, you'll be able to view our 360-degree video webcast that we did on December the 21st. That is still available in our Audio Archive section on demand. You'll also get a variety of different clips from past CDs. You'll get long cuts, you know, bits that are like 10 minutes or longer. You'll get short bits. For instance, there is an Austin Amarca bit in our long cut section of the Audio Archives. Art Griego, Top Gun, Maverick and Goose. Austin Amarca is featured frequently. Bobby Dooley is in there, An American in Paris. Ball Sack Paddle Whack. This is a Bobby Dooley bit. It's called Ball Sack Paddle. This is the name of the bit, Ball Sack Paddle Whack. What the hell is that? And there's another Bobby bit called No Ralphing in Western Estates. All right. Anyway, all of the stuff is available to you, but you need a backstage pass. You get your backstage pass by just clicking on, you know, the appropriate link. And for $6.95 a month, you get a backstage pass. It's that easy. You'll also get a 30-day archive, which allows you to access any show we've done over the last 30 days. And you'll also have access to a variety of different features, including listening to the show, today's show, on demand. So if you missed today's show, for instance, those of you who are listening right now and you missed today's show, I guess you already know how to get it, but you can listen on demand to today's show anytime within a 24-hour period. That and all of the other little perks and extras make it worthwhile to get the Phil Henry Show backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. It's really sweet. Get onto our website right now, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. And check it out. The other thing I'd like to mention to you, our Best of the Year 2001 CD is available. The Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001, Bring It, is available, and you can get it by logging onto our website, clicking the appropriate link for all the details, or you can call the following number, 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. This is the Phil Henry Show.